Hey, everybody. Welcome to Simmer Down. I'm Brenda Anderson.
And I'm Libby Summers.
And we are interviewing very short little interviews with the girls on Salted and Styled about Mother's Day. And we're so excited because you're going to get to hear their voices and match them with their pictures. And it's just a real treat for us.
Finally, everyone will hear.
Finally, these girls are going to be on.
Chia Chong and Brooke Atwood, Andrea Goto and Catherine Sando and Amy Zerker.
We're so excited. And I think they're all a bit nervous. Apparently, Libby and I are the only ones who'd like to be in front of the mic.
Maybe we never have given them a chance before.
Maybe that's it. Perhaps we've never asked.
Okay, so I don't know. You're doing me first. I do not know your questions.
She has no
idea. No one will know any questions.
No. Okay, Libby Summers, you ready to talk about Ginger?
Yes, ma'am.
What part of your mother do you see in yourself?
Oh, my God. Hands down, a certain stubborn streak.
Really? I'm shocked.
I know. A little headstrong.
Okay. Well, I didn't get to know Ginger long enough to see that side of her.
Yes. She's only, you've only been around her a couple times when she's come
just
to visit.
Once.
I normally, yeah.
At your book signing, that was the only time.
A little stubborn, Ginger.
A little stubborn?
Yeah. Libby, too. A little headstrong.
Well, I would have never known. And since we...
Hold it. Is Ginger going to be hearing this?
If she wants to. And by the way, my mother-in-law has learned how to go and listen.
Oh, so you better watch what you say on both ends.
So I've got to behave.
Okay.
Okay, finish this sentence.
Oh, my God.
My mother always told me to...
Oh, my God. My mother always told me to stand up straight.
And you know what? And you do. You have great posture. Go,
I
Ginger.
I think I have terrible posture.
Do you know?
Oh, my God.
Listen, I look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. You stand up straight in all the pictures, and I'm, 5 inches shorter because I don't have my shoulders
up. You know, standing up straight, good posture, just a tip for the ladies out there, is an immediate 5-pound dropper.
Yeah, I got to start
the
doing
The best
that.
Way to lose weight is to have good posture.
Oh, my God. I've got to start doing that. Neil, what do you love to eat when you go home?
Oh, my God. Hands down, my mom will always have a chocolate cream pie waiting for me because I love that more than anything. Nobody can make a chocolate cream pie as good as Ginger.
Even you.
I cannot touch my mom's chocolate cream pie. And I've stood with her while she made it before, and we wrote down everything, and it's just not the same. I don't know what it is, but her meringue is great. And then always, chicken fried steak.
Yup, with gravy.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh my gosh.
It's my last supper, definitely. I would have chicken fried steak made by my mother.
With a vegetable? Or you just do potatoes
whatever.
And meat
Who
or
gives
whatever?
A shit about Brenda, please.
Okay.
It's chicken fried steak. No one cares about
I'm
a vegetable.
I'm
going to
tell you about that.
And potato is a vegetable the last time I checked.
I love chicken fried steak. Okay, this is for you as a mother.
Oh my God.
This is kind of hard.
Okay, tell me.
What's your proudest moment?
Oh, Anthony graduating from University of North Carolina.
Did your heart just swell?
Oh, I'll cry thinking about it.
Oh, please don't, because then I'm going to start crying thinking about Anthony
it's
graduating.
It's a big moment.
That's huge.
I'm super proud of him.
And he did it like right on time, didn't he?
Maybe a semester later.
Oh, well, whatever.
But who's counting, Brenda?
Who's counting?
Except our checkbook. That's okay. The only thing that was counting.
I don't even want to talk about that. Okay. Well, that's all I
have
to ask.
Oh, my God, that was painless.
That was it.
That was painless.
That was it.
Okay, you ready?
I guess so. And I have no idea what she's going to ask, and I am nervous.
Tell me. First of all, we need to say that your mother's the only mother who's no longer with us out of all the ladies.
I know. She would love this podcast.
She would so love this podcast.
She would.
And your mother passed away when? 2 years ago?
It'll be 2 years the 18th of May.
She was a huge part of your life.
Big.
And you're Southern, and your mother's from Savannah, so
yes,
that
she is.
There's a certain upbringing that comes with that.
Yes, she grew up on Harris Street in downtown Savannah.
Wow. Okay, as growing up with a Southern mother,
yes.
What when you would go out at night, what was the one thing, as a teenager or whatever, what was the one thing your mother made sure you had in your pocketbook? And I say pocketbook because that's very
because
Southern.
Because that's what we say. A dime.
Are you dating yourself right now? Why would you have a dime?
I'm just saying, because When I dated or went out when I was a teenager, nobody had cell phones. She always made sure I had a dime or a quarter, whichever one it was, I don't remember, just in case I needed to call her.
Did you ever have to call home?
No. Probably should have.
If you needed to, yeah. If you needed to, would you have?
No.
Did your mother ever talk to you about the birds and the bees?
Okay, I can only say this because she can't hear me. Well, literally. This is the way it was. This was the conversation. A pamphlet was shoved under the bathroom door.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, I swear. I swear.
We just high five.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I didn't even get a pamphlet. Yeah. At least you got a pamphlet.
It was a little, I remember it. It was a blue, like it was just a, and the cover was in blue, and it had a picture of a teenage girl, and then the writing was in blue, and it told you all about, you know, girl things, and girl things that happen. And I'm reading the book going, what? Well, that was our big conversation.
Tell me, food related, what's the one thing that your mother taught you how to cook or that you always cooked with your mother?
Well, I never cooked with my mother.
Never?
Well, the kitchen sort of was her domain, and we made a mess. My sister and I, we were very messy in the kitchen, and I never had an interest in cooking. I mean, I was in and I was out. Like, I'd get a bite to eat, but I had no time. I could not be bothered. And my sister learned how to cook. My dad also cooked. Everybody cooked in the house but me. I didn't know how to cook until I got married. And then I had to.
What was the one thing, though, that if you were coming home from college, or what's the one thing that you always had to have your mom make for you?
Roast and mashed potatoes and gravy.
Like a beef roast, pork roast?
Like a chuck roast.
A chuck roast.
And she would cook it, you know, until it just fell apart. Now, chuck roast is good because it has a lot of fat in it.
Yes.
But hands down, she made the best gravy, and I still can't make it like her. And a lot of times there wouldn't be a lot of gravy because she wouldn't overdo it to where it would lose the flavor. So, like, you treasured the gravy. And she would get it just right. It would have an enormous amount of flavor. But there wouldn't be a lot because then if she added too much water and flour or such, you know, you'd lose the flavor. So, always. And we had that every Sunday.
Did she put the roast in the oven before you went to church?
Yes.
Isn't that funny?
Yes.
And they just let it just cook and just cook, cook and cook and cook.
And it was, oh my gosh, it was good. And then when we got home, she would have already peeled the potatoes. And she always put very finely diced onion in her potatoes, which my grandmother did too.
That's a Southern thing, to grate onion, that like grating onion.
Yeah,
and it's and putting just, it in.
It's yeah, a night, yeah. Not much of a crunch like yeah. you would with an onion. And you don't saute it ahead of time. You just put it right in the pot with the potatoes. And, of course, a little bit of butter and a little bit of milk. My mother didn't use cream. She didn't use much butter.
Your mother, actually, from everything you've told me, was a healthy eater before her time, actually.
Before it was fashionable.
Yeah.
She was very... We had no cookies, no potato chips, no Coca-Colas. Every once in a while, she'd make peanut butter cookies or oatmeal cookies. Peanut butter cookies were to die for. Just fabulous. As we became teenagers, she wanted us to have good habits. So, no, we never had a lot of fat in anything.
And that stuck with you. You are a very healthy eater.
I think I am. And I think that, you know, it gets in your head. Whether yeah. you know it or not, what your mother does gets in your head.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, back at you with... two last questions. What trait do you see in yourself that is from your mother, that you also see in your mother?
Independence.
Ooh.
Nobody ever told her what to do, how to do it, and when to do it.
Got it.
That's not of that generation.
No.
At all.
No.
And from that, I thought that's the way every woman was. I never knew there was a different side. Until I became an adult, I thought everybody was raised to be, and maybe a little bit too much. You know, maybe I took it a little too far.
Robert will be the judge.
He would definitely say yes, although it gives him some relief because I don't ask a lot. But independence for sure.
And final question, back at you. What is your proudest moment as a mother?
I don't know why that's so hard, but there's been so many. Golly. This really has no meaning or sentimental anything, but it's what popped in my head. We had neighbors that our kids grew up with. Matthew was the same age as Carrie. Nancy was a few years older, and then Grace was a baby. But Matthew and Nancy and Carrie were extremely close, like brother and sister. And they were filming a movie at Wormslow Plantation, which is across the street from where we lived. And John Travolta was in it. It was the general.
The general's daughter. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Matthew, who was not an extrovert at all, and that's why I so appreciated it, walked down to the schoolyard where all the movie stars' trailers were, found John Travolta's, asked the security guard if he could get John Travolta's autograph. When John Travolta came out of his trailer, he said, "How would you like me to sign it?" And he said, "I want you to sign it, Happy Birthday, Carrie. She's my best friend."
Oh, I'm going to cry.
How sweet is that?
That's the sweetest thing.
And I thought he was getting it for himself, and he got it for Carrie.
Oh.
I know, sweet.
You raised him right, Brenda.
And for Grace, she makes me proud continuously and surprises me. And I'm proud that she is a little slow to become independent, but she's just arriving at it, and that makes me very proud.
Oh, I've seen her blossom just in the last 2 years. She's such a beautiful, wonderful, wonderful girl.
Thank you. I think
young woman.
She
I
is
don't
a
want
young
to say
woman.
Girl. Young woman.
But just in the last 2 years, all of a sudden I see this independence growing, and I love it.
She's spreading her wings.
She's spreading her wings.
All right.
Yay. Thank you, Libby Summers.
Thank you.
And we didn't cry too much.
No.
It was very good.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm sitting here with the fabulous photographer Chia Chong, and she's so nervous. She's got her face in her hands, and she doesn't want to do it, but she is for Libby and for me, and we're so excited. And Chia, I just want to ask you a few questions about your mom so people can get to know you.
Okay.
What of your mom do you see in yourself?
Everything. I'm like my mom in many ways. The only thing I thought I could be more like her is that she takes delight in the smallest, simplest thing. And in my current world right now, it's so fast-paced, you know, busy every time. It's very refreshing for me. So one thing I'm striving towards.
What a great trait. I love that.
She's amazing like that.
Well, I've met her once, and I've eaten her food, and I loved them both. Okay, tell me, since we're all about food.
Right.
What's your favorite thing that she made for you as a child?
Okay, one of the most favorite thing she cooks for us all the time, but being away for so long since I was 19, and now what I crave most, I'm going to skip your question, Brenda. Making my own question.
I love it.
One of the things that I really liked and I always ask her to do is her stewed chicken feet and soy sauce base with a little, you know, Chinese mushroom. Something I love, and my two daughters love them too. So, anyway.
Now, when you go to Malaysia home, does she cook differently than she does here?
You have to, yeah, she has to, because the ingredients is different. Even the soy sauce you get here is a little different, so you have to kind of, what do you say? You kind of have to adjust for that.
Mm-hmm. Which do you like better? Do you like to eat her food in Malaysia or in the States?
Here it's a little comforting because you kind of get a little taste of home, but always at home, because then it's not just about the food, it's about the environment and the people. Not that, you know, you like one or the other, but that's...
It's your home.
That's where you grow up. So that's where I grow up, so, yeah.
All right, just one more question.
Oh my God, one more? Brenda, that's it. 30 seconds, we're out of here.
What does your mother do that makes you smile?
She would take a walk. She's, you know, take a walk with my two daughters or any one of them. And they would, let's say, walk the back lane, walk to the park, wherever. They would stop. Like me, I'm walking. I want to get there in, you know, 5 minutes. She's taking a little stroll with our two daughters. and they're on their way would pick up things like little leaves, a little stone, and they would look at it against the light and they would just be amused and just totally enjoying that moment. That makes puts a smile on my face.
That is entirely sweet. So thank you, Chia Chong.
Thank you, Brenda.
Okay, so now I'm here with Brooke Atwood, part of our Salted and Styled team. She is all about fashion, and she says she's going to take me shopping, but she hasn't yet, but I'm counting on it.
Don't say that. I've done some online shopping for you.
That's right. She's good.
Give me some credit.
She told me what to buy. I can tell you that. The first thing I want to ask you, and this is the one question I ask everybody, what about your mother do you see in yourself?
Oh, my. I think that I picked up all of my mom's social skills. She's really good, and I just remember growing up and seeing her around people, and I think that I watched her so much. I think that my social skills, I see.
I think your social skills are great.
I hope.
What one word best describes your mom? I know, that's hard, isn't it? Just one.
Well, I think of, I don't know one big enough to describe her.
Oh my gosh, that's sweet.
I'm serious. Like, I mean, she's my role model. Like, she's,
she's everything you want to be?
Yeah, she is. And there's just not one word that I can think of.
Does she know that?
No, she does now, though.
Oh. Because the next thing I was going to say is, what have you never told your mother that you'd like to tell her right now?
How great she is and how much of a wonderful part of my life she's been in supporting me and all my decisions I've made in the past 5 years, which Lord knows they've been crazy and all over the place. And she's always there and she's always supported me in anything I do.
You know what? I don't think there's anybody that loves you unconditionally like a mother. I mean, fathers certainly, but there's something about that mother that you just...
Oh, yeah, definitely. No offense to my dad, but my mom trumps it.
Moms just do.
They do. Yeah, they especially just... in the adult life. I don't know. I think growing up, I kind of saw myself as daddy's little girl.
Yeah.
Just because I was into the horses and that type thing. But now as an adult, I definitely, my mom, yeah, she's my rock. No offense to my dad.
No offense to dads out there.
But you know, I think as an adult and as a woman, as a mother, as mm-hmm. myself, like you just look to your mom and you think back to how your mom raised you and you do things that, you know, influence you as a child as your mom did. So.
And then all of a sudden you're doing what your mom did.
Right, exactly.
It's kind of scary.
Exactly. So I think a lot of my parenting skills comes from my mom. So.
What's your favorite thing that your mother makes for you?
Oh my gosh. In high school, I know this is so, so not fancy, but she would make these ham and cheese little sandwiches for us, like pretty much for the whole basketball team in high school.
Really? You played basketball?
Oh yeah, I played basketball.
Oh my
and
gosh.
So we would come home and she would have these little ham and cheese, like poppy seed sandwiches that all my friends would
I think make. I know. They're like on the little dinner rolls.
Yeah, yeah, the little dinner rolls.
Oh my gosh.
And
I
the
love
cheese,
those.
And she would have them toast and they would be perfect. Like every day after basketball, we would have
those. She did that?
So I don't know if she did that because she wanted us to hang out. You know, she was like, okay, let's get everybody hanging out over here. But she, I know it sounds so not fancy, but
no, I love those.
So my friends still talk about those to this day.
I bet if they go to your house, they want her to make those.
Oh yeah, they still talk
will
about
she
it.
Do it.
Yeah. And then what did she make? She made something not long ago. She made this pot roast not long ago. She was like, do you remember me making this for you and your friend Liz in high school? So I had to call my friend Liz. I was like, do you remember the pot roast? It's being made right now. She's like, oh my god.
Oh. That's sweet. So she enjoyed having the whole team at her house.
The whole team was at her house. Well, just, I say the whole team, but a couple of, especially my close friends. So they were always at my house eating my mom's food because she was so amazing about having a meal on the table at 3:30 every day.
No, really?
Pretty much a snack. She's that mom on the TV commercial, you know,
oh
the perfect looking mom.
Yes.
That has the snacks on the, yeah.
What would Hastings say? How would she finish this question? My mom always tells me to...
Remember who you are. Always. My mom always said that to me. Anytime we leave to go anywhere, remember who you are. Yeah.
Did it work for you?
I think so.
Oh.
Did it?
I think so, because I think you're awesome.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you, Brooke Atwood.
Thank you.
Now we're here with Catherine Sando, And I just saw the most gorgeous picture of she and her mother. I'm not going to tell you about it because you're going to see it on our website. And if you're listening to this, it's already going to be posted. And it is beautiful.
Thank you.
And ahead
so much.
Of her time.
Thank you.
Okay, Catherine. What part of your mother do you see in yourself?
Oh, gracious. I suppose it changes with the day, doesn't it?
I think it changes as you grow.
Right, so sometimes you think you're walking in the same footsteps and then you veer from the path very sharply and then you recognize something again, maybe.
What do you recognize now?
I think because I have young children, I'm certainly thinking about my mother and my experience with her all the time. So choices and modes of operation and little quirky things that you don't expect that come up sometimes.
Isn't it funny? You'll be doing something with your children and then all of a sudden it's like an aha moment when you go, oh my gosh, my mother did this.
Right. Or you feel like you did as a child or you see in them parts of your childhood. And so it can be very sweet.
I think it's also special. What is your comfort food that your mother made? What reminds you of being home with your family?
Well, we had a massive garden growing up, and my mother was interested in living off the fat of the land. That's what she called it. So food figures hugely because we were constantly running to the garden, catching a chicken and
really
gathering the hatchet for my mom. And we had a nice stump in the back that she would
do it like that.
Like that. And then there'd be a chicken in the sink, and if you walked past the sink, you were to pluck for 5 minutes, and then you could go on to the next thing. But comfort foods for me, tomatoes off the vine with a little salt. Mm. We just grew everything, and we had a little root cellar, a little sandbox in below the stairs, and you could dig up in the winter carrots and potatoes.
Oh,
and
my gosh. I love the way that sounds.
Always canning and...
It's like this bucolic life that you only read about for me.
It's funny you say bucolic because I think I heard that word when I first went to college. I thought, what is that? But I had grown up in the midst of it. So
you did.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we had goats and pigs and chickens and turkeys. And I mean, they were all for eating.
This is when you were in New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm, when I was living in New Hampshire. And so it's nice now that my husband's a hunter because I get to return to that and I feel good about the food that we have in our freezer, for example, because
it's off the land.
It's off the land.
What did your mom do to make your life a little harder that pays off now?
You know, I'm the oldest of six. So when the siblings get together, of course, we probably try to answer that question for ourselves.
Yep.
Every single
really?
Time. Well, in some manner, we talk about our experience with our mother. So the thing that maybe made it more difficult was that she was very no-nonsense and very practical and very knowledgeable. So there was a lot of pulling up of the boots and a lot of grabbing sweaters if you were cold. And it's a great lesson because you really can pull up your boots if you have to. So I would say that was maybe the gift and also the rub.
You know, whatever sort of is a struggle always, in most cases, turns out to be the gift.
Have
Thanks,
a great
Catherine.
Day.
Okay, so now I'm here with Amy Zerker. With ShopSCAD, what do you see in yourself that's just like your mom?
Not enough. Not enough. I'm trying to think of what stands out the most that I see in my mom. I know I was in my... I wasn't even 30 yet when I looked in the mirror one day and I absolutely saw her. I saw her in like all kinds of ways. And at that time, it kind of made me mad.
Did it?
Yeah, because it was things that maybe I... had railed against, but now as a mom myself, now I admire and I see the reason behind. But that first recognition was like, what? This is who I am? You know, but now I'm her biggest fan. I mean, I trying to think of, you know, the things that I wish I was. You know, she's a perfectionist. You know, she's a gourmet cook. I wish I was. You know, the part that I contribute to Salted and Styled is, you know, is the art. But I'm a big fan of gourmet food. But she makes, you know, amazing dishes, teaches cooking classes.
She does?
You know, and
what is her favorite thing that when you want to go home, your comfort food that your mom makes?
I mean, she always makes something different. I'm a vegetarian, so my mom's always trying to come up with something new and exciting for me. There really are too many favorites to name.
What special moment that you remember with your mom that is something you do with your children to create a memory?
Just try to be really present with them. I know the special things, I mean, mealtime was always really special, you know, with my family. I think one of my strongest memories is, you know, it's just smelling my mother's cooking. And as a child, like, she would always have, like, I knew it was like family night, dinner night. She would have Willie Nelson records playing.
Oh my gosh,
you know?
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then her and my dad are, I'm so inspired by them. They were always so in love. Like, he might grab her and, like, slow dance for a second, and then she'd go stir something. You know, like, those are my strong memories of, like, probably the most special moments she created were around, like, family dinners.
What does your mother do that makes you smile instantly?
The smell of my mother makes me smile instantly. Her perfume. Just thinking about her, my eyes well up.
Mine
just,
too, like, and I don't even know her.
Literally, like, I love this woman, like, to the deepest part of me. Like,
what
I just so feel so
wear?
Thankful. It's white linen, Estee Lauder. It's
of
nothing expensive,
it
but
oh my
like,
gosh. No, that is a very distinctive smell.
Yeah, I will move in a store. I will move closer to get next to someone. When I was living in San Francisco, I moved. I got up on a bus and I moved closer to a woman.
And she probably thought, "Who is this freak?"
But my mother just gets me. You know, she knows me warts and all and loves me and thinks I'm amazing and, you know.
Mm-hmm. And when your mother gets you, the world is so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody loves you no matter what. They love you. They're proud of everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about that that makes you still feel like a kid.
She feels my hurts probably deeper than I do. She feels my victories bigger than I do. Like, and I just, yeah, so...
It has been such a privilege to talk to everybody about their mother. Oh, my gosh. So, Amy, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
And
thank
now I
you.
Get to learn a little bit about you.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm here with Andrea Goto.
Hi, Brenda.
Okay, Andrea. Andrea's the one that writes everything. She does all the profiles, and they're all so funny. And I just have to ask you this. Did you get your humor from your mom?
Not at all.
No?
Not at all. Mom is a very, I'd like to call her a pageant beauty.
Really?
That's her history. Yeah, she's very proper. She's very pulled together. She would never pass gas at the table. So we got that from Dad.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So she's proper. And pretty.
She is, yes. Yeah, she's always, growing up, she was always so put together when she went to work. You know, she had the earrings and the power suit and the pumps. And she didn't have a thing to wear when she came home from work. In fact, she's still wearing the same, like, pull-on sweatpants that
oh,
she's worn
cute.
For 30 years. We keep trying to get into it, but she's so used to wearing, you know, the power suit that even after she's retired, she's...
I was going to say, she's retired.
She doesn't know what to do. She's... pretty much naked right now.
And she doesn't know what to wear.
Not to wear. She has nothing. She has no idea what
to
wear.
She cannot wear pumps with her sweatpants.
And she cannot wear the sweatpants anymore because
we
thought about burning them, but...
Did you get her some new ones?
I've tried.
It doesn't work.
Teaching an old dog new tricks.
All right, let me ask you this. What is your favorite feature of your mother?
Her hands.
Really?
Easily, her hands. And she'll admit this too. They're not the most beautiful hands. They're long fingers. But I see, like, I look at my hands, I see her hands in them. And she would always complain about how, you know, they were getting brown spots or they were getting wrinkles. And she would just always fuss about it. And when I was little, she'd grab my little spongy fat hand and say, "Oh, my hands used to look like that too." And now I see it when I see my daughter's hands and then I see mine, I'm like, oh, that I see it happening. And
you see the change.
But she would always, she's very loving and touchy, and so she would always scratch my back and play the piano. So I just always think of her hands when I think of her.
Where does she live?
In Bellingham, Washington.
So is that hard to be that far away?
It's so hard. It's the hardest part, yeah, because it's, you know, diagonal across the country, almost as far as you can be if it weren't Alaska.
Does she get to come often?
They come about once a year, and we go back once or twice a year.
Good.
And we spend as much quantity, because it's always quality, so we spend as much quantity as we can, or we'll be there for, you know, almost 2 months, just spending almost every day together, because she's one of my best friends. She's easily my best friend because we can go out for dinner, we can drink together, we can shop together. I could spend all day with her. She's fabulous. So
that
I miss
is
her.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, since we sort of talk about food a lot on Salt in this town, what does she cook that brings you home again, that is total comfort for you?
Oh, if she, well, mom makes, oh, it was my favorite meal growing up, and it's corned beef and cabbage.
Oh my gosh,
apples.
I love it.
Everyone else hates it when
how
I tell
German,
them.
How German of her.
It is. It, corned beef and cabbage was my absolute favorite thing. And she would. And then when I saw her make it as I got older, I was horrified by the amount of butter that made the cabbage taste good. Because yeah. It takes some work, I guess.
Because cabbage is bitter.
Yeah. So she, all this prep, though, you'd be sitting on ice all day. And then she would saute the onions and the apples. But that always, I don't think anyone could ever make it like her. And
have you ever tried to make it?
Oh, heck no. No, I know. I just dream about it, and I ask for it when I go home. But
and she does it.
Oh yeah, they would. Every time I go home, she said, "What do you want to? What do you want to eat?" She would make anything, because food is love to mom.
It is love. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what. That's how. If you cook, that's how you show.
Yeah.
Is there one word that describes your mom?
I would describe her. I would just say, kind. She's the kindest person I've ever met. And my sister inherited all that. I didn't, but she's just kind. She never, as a parent, she never had a misstep. Like, she's never done anything to embarrass me. I mean, besides the normal, like.
The normal stuff.
Yeah, like saying in front of a guy you like, oh, he is cute. P.S. when I was in college, and he was my professor. Thanks, Mom. When we met him, so that. But besides that, but there's no, like, awful memory I have of her ever making a misstep as a parent, which I think is rare and I'm sure is impossible to live up to. But so she's just kind. She just is always, she always operates from her heart.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your memories of
Brenda.
Your mom.
It's my pleasure.
And
it's
all the good things
favorite,
about her.
Favorite people to think about.
I agree. Thank you, Andrea.
Thanks, Brenda.
And I want to thank Jean Brooks, who let me and all the Salted and Style girls borrow her porch today. And if you heard trolleys going by and tours going by, it's because we're on her porch in historic Savannah. So thank you, Jean and Eric Brooks. Bye.